My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Ty Law is here on a Ty Tuesday. Couple things to bring up plug-wise. I know you don't like to talk about things that you're doing. but Brian Early out at Patriot Place shot me a message and said you're doing something there Saturday, some kind of drink competition or something.
Oh, yes. Correct? We're doing the second annual Corvus Cocktail Competition at Patriot Place, everyone, Saturday the 14th, 2 to 5. My man Wiggy is one of the judges. Oh, you know what I mean? So he's going to be judging. So we got every restaurant down there is going to be doing a Corvus cocktail, specialty cocktail. We're going to let the people decide. We already have over 300 people registered. Go to the Patriot Place app, sign up. It's open to the public. But we're going to have live music. Okay. You know, my band going to be there. We're going to have a DJ, an after party at the Scorpion Bar. But it's going to be a great time. So this is the second annual Patriot Place Corvus kickoff competition, man.
And it's that gonna be fun. Is this Saturday.
This is Saturday at 2 to 5. So we got Malcolm Butler is also going to be a judge.
All right.
You know, I'm waiting to hear from my man Matt Light because I'm going to shoot guns.
Okay. Right.
You know, and shout out to Matt Light. He's the only one that can get brothers to go out there in the woods, you know, with a bunch of people, you know, that carry guns all the time. Okay. And we're going to go out there and have a good time. So shout out to Matt Light. And then we have Otis Smith, Bobby Hamilton. Yeah, we all come in and be the judges, man.
Malcolm Butler will be Uber. I hope.
Yeah. Hey, y'all got to come out Saturday. Go register now.
Maybe we can finally find out what happened in that Super Bowl.
Maybe you can for Curtis.
One more shot. One more shot, Malcolm.
Yeah.
One more. So what really happened?
And then I believe we have our third annual 24 Lanes Ty Law Bowling event to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation at Apex in Marlboro. On November 20th.
It's going down. So we have a great time. We want to make it bigger and better every year, going to a great cause, Greg Hill Foundation. So y'all got to come out. We're going to bring the swear jar. So, you know, bring your potty mouths and bring your checkbook, bring some cash, and we're going to have a great time.
All right. I wanted to talk a little bit about Tyreek Hill because we were talking about it a lot this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bring up a sore subject, but you were once, I believe, in a little bit of trouble with the law enforcement people in Miami.
Yes.
And Greg, you were, as you can see over your right shoulder.
I was also. That's my mugshot from Clinton, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
I think at some point they had claimed that you led them on a foot chase.
Yeah.
But you said that there's no way that they would have caught you.
Exactly. That was the most absurd thing I ever heard. That I'm going to get caught, you know, in the prime of my career. You know, I'm all pro and I'm feeling real good. You think I'm going to let somebody or some big ass boots catch me if I'm going to get on the foot chase? So it was nothing like that. But
case of mistaken identity.
It was a case of mistaken identity. But at the same time, it goes out. And it was, you know, everything was retracted and all that stuff. But at the same time, the damage has been done. They said I was out there on a foot chase, but they thought I was actually a drug dealer because of the car I was driving. They thought I was somebody else. You know, I was
driving. What kind of car was it?
It was a Rolls Royce. It was a Rolls Royce fan, but it was a case of mistaken identity, and they did the same thing, the same officer did it to another celebrity, but I ain't going to talk about it now because he's going through some whole different stuff. You know what I mean? But the same officer.
Same officer did the same thing.
Yeah, so he ended up getting suspended and all that stuff. But what happened to Tyreek Hill, first of all, you're right there by the damn stadium. You can't tell me you don't know who Tyreek Hill is. If he was speeding, he was wrong, he was wrong. Give him a ticket and keep it going. How did it escalate to where a man gets in the cuffs and then you got your
the knee on the back
before he goes out there to play a game? You know what I mean? I don't understand that. Then he has his teammate trying to come in to support him, which we all would do.
We would all go out there
with our hands up.
Yep.
Hey, what's going on? You know, that's I know he had to say, hey, that's Tyreek Hill. We just going to work. That's what you're supposed to do for a teammate. So I think that is wrong. I mean, they should be reprimanded. He shouldn't even have a badge anymore because I don't know what he could have said. Even if Tyreek Hill would have said, hey, man, F you or whatever, which he didn't do.
Right.
You still don't put him in handcuffs.
He was telling them over and over again, stop knocking on my window. You know, I mean,
could you pay for the glass? Did you see what he was driving?
Yeah, it was everybody's saying it was once the window went up and then they got nervous because they didn't know what he was doing behind the glass. But if you listen to the beginning of the body cam footage, a lot of people are saying you can hear.
I didn't see the body cam footage. Could y'all play that? I didn't see that.
Mitch can play it on Twitch. You can see it in here.
You can hear one of them say that's Tyreek. So they knew who he was.
Somebody said the other celebrity is.
Who? Oh.
Damn.
Is that right?
I ain't say it.
Oh, well, somebody in the Twitch chat.
Somebody said it wasn't me.
Thank you for understanding whoever that was.
In the Twitch chat,
I can say it. They're suggesting it's P. Diddy.
Oh.
Okay. Same law enforcement officer that you had your incident with.
Yeah, and then he gonna say, I'm running. They're going to come knock on my window. I pull over. I'm coming out of Nobu. I came from eating some sushi. Right. You know, back then, South Beach is jam-packed. You got to walk. So if you can walk up to me and tell me to pull over, so on the highway, high-speed chase, get out and running, that makes no sense whatsoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and that's part of maybe sometimes why, and I said this before, why some people... And, you know, even with Tyreek Hill's had run-ins with police officers, might feel a certain way about them. And granted, might give you a little bit of lip, but you're the professional as a police officer because you go to the academy, you learn how to, no matter what people are doing, yelling and screaming at you, you learn how to say, okay, I'm not going to escalate this into something more. And the whole, like, they were worried. I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that those cops had no concern of anything reckless happening to them when they knew it was Tyreek Hill. So for the whole, like, well, they roll the windows up and it's dark and they can't see, like, I don't think they were concerned for their lives, like Tyreek Hill's just going to pull out a gun and shoot them. I'm not buying that whole story there.
Like, well, the most disappointing thing for me during, you know, my situations where another cop, you know, actually came up and knew me. Mm-hmm. So I was telling him, like, look, I'm not who you think. I mean, he was like, he came in talking to me and everything. Right. And next thing you know, I'm still sitting down in cuffs. They put me in the, going to jail, put me in the paddy wagon, whatever the hell it was.
Right.
So I go into the jail and he comes into talking to me. I was like, yo, why are you doing this, man? You know, you know me, you know that wasn't me. He was like, look, it's the same thing. And this is word for word what he told me. It's the same thing if you at a club and you see your teammate and he do something wrong and you say he didn't do nothing wrong and you take his back. He said, I just got here. And so that's my teammate and I can't throw him up under the bus. I said, but you took an oath. I said, you supposed to tell the right thing, but he felt that he couldn't tell the truth.
Right.
Because his teammate was the one that was wrong.
Yeah.
And that was what upset me the most out of any of the situation, because I knew I didn't do nothing wrong. I knew they didn't have nothing but for him. And unfortunately, and I'm not making it a race thing, it was another young brother police. I'm sitting there like, come on, man.
Because he
might not have known, but you did. So all you could have did is corrected it. But he has so much time on the force. that he was afraid to say something, and he told me,
I'm sorry. Yeah, they took my thing to the pound, and I had to go up there and pick up a Rolls Royce.
Was it all scratched up, too? Huh? I bet it was all scratched up.
Man, I don't know, but it was still like you in that job. But I tell you what, I'll take a scratched up Rolls Royce, because when they went down in Miami, when they take you to those holding cells, and they put you down there, man. Mm.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
You didn't have to eat your stash.
Oh, no. Hey, I was sitting there like, look at this. I'm talking about the people that come through there, you know, unfortunately, you know, whether it's addicts and all that. I was like, man, please get me the hell out of here. I made my call.
I ain't supposed to be here.
It was like, I had to be in there for like, I had to have 2 hours. Right. You know what I mean? And then I got out quick, but oh my God, you got to get up out of there.
It's a long
stunk.
2 hours.
It stunk. Oh my God.
You ain't supposed to be there.
Did you get a meal?
Huh?
Did you get a meal?
Hell no, I wasn't there that long.
Greg kept asking when he had his overnight.
I kept asking for a meal. I was only in there for a couple hours.
Yeah. All right. I kept asking for French bread pizza.
This has been today's episode of Celebrities Arrested in Florida with Ty Law. Are you sticking around?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.